While working with youth, we often ask ourselves these questions. How can we enhance the quality of the current leadership offerings? How do we identify the gaps to develop new programs? And how can we best provide youth with a roadmap to learn and lead through our program? Welcome to the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development podcast series. I'm Carrie Rabideau, an extension educator with the Center for Youth Development. In this podcast, we'll explore a framework that's called the 4-H Leadership Tree, and it addresses all of those questions. Joining me to tell us about the 4-H Leadership Tree are Jackie Lonning and Amber Shanahan, both extension educators, and they'll lead us through the purpose and application of the 4-H Leadership Tree. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Carrie.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
Both of you work very closely with youth leaders in our 4-H Youth Development Program. Let's start by having you share the roles that you have within the Center for Youth Development and then how your work has influenced the development of this model before we get into the nitty-gritty of what the 4-H Leadership Tree is.
Thanks. My name is Jackie, and I'm the Civic Engagement and Leadership Director for Minnesota 4-H. So I have statewide responsibility for looking at our leadership development programs and when and where we can have young people focus on building their civic engagement skills through community, through working with each other, and through understanding the different cultures we have here in Minnesota. The leadership tree for me has really been thinking about how we connect all of those pieces together in a developmental pathway and thinking about the different places and times and the duration that we engage young people throughout their course of involvement with our organization.
My name is Amber Shanahan. I'm the extension educator doing work with our Center for Youth Development in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. And I have been working really closely with a program called Youth Teaching Youth for almost a decade now, where we have been really interested in the benefits of teen teaching and cross-age teaching, watching teens deliver important information to their younger counterparts. And so the leadership tree was an interesting direction for us to start thinking about in terms of how we are influencing leadership development at all stages of a young person's participation in our 4-H program. So we knew that we wanted to start thinking a little bit about where leadership began and how people flow through our program. And so Jackie and I were able to team up to start researching.
Amber and I work with a team of other educators and in partnership with young people across our state and in different programs too, to think about how we can increase and enhance the quality of our leadership development offerings and engage young people in their passion areas or the things that they're passionate about, the different sparks that they might have as well. Amber and I led this work, but we worked in partnership with young people and with some of our colleagues that do direct programming with young people as well. And connecting that to the research was an important piece for us too, to bring that practice and research together as well.
Thank you for that introduction, you guys. I mean, clearly there is a depth of both knowledge and experience between the two of you in working with leadership and youth development. Knowing that there are a number of leadership frameworks out there, why did you develop this one? Why the 4-H Leadership Tree?
That's a really good question. You know, when we think about leadership, when we talk with young people or colleagues, or just think about it for ourselves, we think about so many things. We think about leadership skills, leadership theories, leadership frameworks, leadership roles, programs, all of the above. And we really wanted to really focus on what we meant by leadership. And it's not necessarily there wasn't necessarily a great framework that we found that explained everything that we do in the context of a youth development organization where young people are growing and leading at the same time, and especially for multi-touch points. So we work with young people sometimes for a series of years, not just for one activity, one program, one year. For some kids, that's how they participate in our program. For many, we're with them for a number of years. And so we wanted to find some resources and to really think about that from more of a systems approach for the long time, the long term that we work with young people, the programs that we have in communities, and to think about how we can intentionally build skills for young people over a course of time. So we can meet them where they are in their skill level, their age level, and give them something that's challenging along the different pathways that they may be going through our program. And also thinking about how our staff can be developing programs that give challenge and support in different places throughout the time frame that a young person is involved. So we're not just doing things that are early leadership development, but we're also thinking about how we're bringing young people to the next level. So we wanted to look at where we were. We wanted that framework to say, like, here are all the pieces and here's how they all fit together, and then see where our gaps were, both for the program pieces that we were putting together, but also for young people to say, like, what can I do that's going to challenge me in the next way? What can I do next? I've done this. I love it. Now, what can I do next?
And I think what is tricky about the leadership frameworks that have already been out there that we have seen in relation to youth development before is that you think about a ladder or a staircase or these stepping stones that continue to grow. And it's like one way from the bottom to the top. The more that we thought about our 4-H programs, we recognized that leadership is so fluid, that there's opportunities to grow. And there's also opportunities to fall back in terms of the situation that you might be in, or, you know, other experiences that you're bringing to the table. It's also important to think about young people joining our program with leadership capacities that they've gained from other experiences. And so to just imagine them starting from the bottom of the leadership ladder and having to move up through our program didn't make sense to us. So we wanted to think about what leadership really looks like from a perspective of, you know, chutes and ladders and ups and downs and ski slopes and, you know, underground water passageways, like whatever it was that was a, you know, visual representation of how leadership can ebb and flow. We were thinking about that, and we really ended up landing on a tree, thinking about growth from the soil and the seeds and the branches and the leaves and all of the things that kind of tie into growth starting and restarting depending on the season, but then also giving us the opportunity to really think about how new audiences are coming to our program, where they can land on our tree and continue to flourish. And really, Jackie is the metaphor queen when it comes to our leadership tree. But that was, you know, that's why we felt like another framework was necessary.
You did such a great job on that metaphor. So you don't need to call me the queen there, Amber, at all. I think you're doing such a great job. But one thing that I like to add in and just to think about is how living organisms like trees, whatever tree it is that you're thinking about, are really impacted by the environment that they're in, right? So here in Minnesota, I'm looking out my window right now and seeing snow. But in another time of the year, I'm going to look and see the buds on the tree. You know, there's seasonal changes that happen, just like with our young people as they're going through different parts of their year, different parts of their life. There's a lot of different things that happen around our young people that influence how a tree grows, if it grows, where it grows. And along our leadership tree is really thinking about how that tree gives back. What does it give back and how does it give back? And a real life tree, you know, some give fruit, some give flowers, some give shade, some give wood. There's all sorts of things there. So the tree metaphor just really sunk in, and we get really nerdy carrying it out. But it's really fun to think about how closely that metaphor really fits with young people and how they develop in our program.
So you created a framework around the metaphor of a tree to help you create a more multidimensional, fluid, and a framework that would work for multiple ages. So tell us about this tree, this framework of a tree.
Our leadership tree is really broken down into 5 parts. We have the exploring leaders who are just dipping their toes or kind of experiencing, witnessing leadership for maybe the first time. We have emerging leaders who are beginning to grow and find an interest in leadership. And then we have developing and advanced leadership, where young people are really pursuing leadership opportunities and building their leadership skills. And the 5th and final step would be the exemplary leadership, where young people are owning their leadership and really practicing it beyond our program. And the way that these are kind of built around a tree, right, is we've got young people who are the seeds and the soil and the emerging beginnings of a tree up until a blooming, you know, a blooming tree with lots of branches, lots of leaves. So you can really like visualize this in terms of how a young person is actually growing and giving back.
So the first 2 areas of our tree that Amber talked about, that exploring and emerging, we talk about those being below the ground, but there's more of an emphasis on learning about leadership. And for leadership, for this is like learning about yourself, your leadership competencies, capacities, your skills, your weaknesses, and getting that deeper understanding of yourself. And also thinking about what that means in relation to other people. That's a key part about leadership, is that you're in relation to others. So the below the ground, or those first 2 levels, is where there's that focus really on learning. You might still be leading and doing some different tasks and activities, but the key emphasis is on what you're learning from those. You're trying things out. You get to learn from what you've tried and what did work and what didn't work. In 4-H, we have our model learning by doing. So that is a key part, that it's not, doesn't mean that they're not doing anything, but we really want them to be learning and reflecting. However, through the rest of the model, just like a tree, you never lose track of that stuff below the ground. Your root structure is so important to your growth and development. And you've got to think about how that root structure supports you as you grow, as the tree gets bigger, as our young people mature and grow and want to take on more responsibility. They have to have a really good root system down there. So it's not like you ignore it once you hit a certain level. You just tend to it a little bit differently than you did when it was in its early stages of development. When we were engaged in developing the leadership tree, we looked at the research. We also looked to our knowledge of what we know from being practitioners, but we also connected with young people to hear more about their stories. And when we think about that stuff below the ground, when young people first got their start, it's not their start in life, it's their start in leadership. One of the first questions we ask is, when did you realize that leadership was a thing? When did you recognize that youth had the capacity and the ability to lead? And it's been really fun to hear those stories, and what they witnessed in those first moments of watching other young people lead has been a number one thing, is that they saw other young people taking action and they thought of themselves in that role. Or maybe somebody asked them to take on that role, or another youth said, hey, you should apply for this, or you should go into this next time. But that first step really took somebody or something encouraging them to move beyond just doing something to taking lead in formal and informal ways. And that moves up the tree.
Yeah. So Jackie led us through a beautiful example of this root structure getting kind of solidified in place and really creating a sturdy foundation for growth. Then the tree starts to grow. We've got this above ground leadership learning that's occurring. And so we're transitioning now from these young people being in that exploring and emerging leadership role, those youth as learners, below ground pieces, to developing and advancing leadership. Now they are leaders. Like, they really are taking on leadership roles. They continue to learn, but they are actively practicing and participating in leadership. The third stage is developing leadership. This is when you really will see a young person recognizing, hey, I really like leadership and I want to keep getting better at it and I want to keep practicing it. So there's a desire to learn about leadership. There's a desire to practice leadership. And there is a willingness to work collaboratively with other people to make that happen. And so this is when you're thinking beyond just like your own leadership, you know, interests, but you're like, hey, together we can continue to grow things in a way that makes a lot of sense. I can get stronger in my own leadership skills by recognizing the perspectives that other people are bringing to the table. And I can be, you know, actively participating in mentoring, teaching, guiding others. And that's fun for me. You're seeing these young people in a developing role where they are actually practicing leadership, but they're also really eager to learn about how to be better leaders. And so these are the young people that are seeking out opportunities, training opportunities, or conferences, things of that nature that give them some real like hearty learning about leadership. The fourth stage is advancing leadership. So this is, we now have these really great developed leaders who have taken the time, energy, effort to learn about themselves as leaders, thought about how they could become better leaders, have become practicing leadership in a variety of different ways, and are also really interested in how to work well with other people. They transition, if they're interested in transitioning to this next role or next stage, to advanced leaders. Advanced leaders are the ones who are not only interested in learning about leadership, but interested in how they can make a huge difference in the world around them. They're interested in teaching others about how to lead and really mentoring that leadership the way that they lead so that other people have a great role model to witness in a leadership role. They've also had an opportunity to really solidify their own personal perspectives. They can clearly articulate their values. They can clearly articulate the ways that they are interested in making a difference, and also can appreciate and recognize the perspectives that other people are bringing as well. So this is where leadership can get a little tricky, because you are really actively learning and practicing how to be collaborative and work as a team and analyze other people's perspectives and think about how together things are going to make a difference. So one important thing to think about with developing and advancing leaders is that just because you are a developing leader or an advancing leader in one particular part of your life doesn't mean that you remain there at for all aspects of your life. So there are opportunities where a young person may be a really strong advanced leader. Then they enter a new situation or a new experience where they're new to an event or a training or something that they've never been exposed to before. And they may slip right down into being an exploring leader where they're just simply witnessing other people lead, or they are just dipping their toes in leadership because it's unfamiliar or uncomfortable for them. So this is why when we think about the tree as, you know, these branches that swing in a variety of different places and the swings that are hanging from the trees where people are like moving from one branch to the next, like we know that leadership isn't always constant. Like it is an opportunity to practice, and you may have to keep relearning different tools along the way to ensure that you can continue to be strong in a variety of different experiences. But once you do really kind of firm up those skills and you are feeling really comfortable as an advanced leader, it's likely that you want to take it even further. And that would be our fifth stage, which is exemplary leadership.
Now, this exemplary leadership level is the top of the tree. You know, it's those leaves, it's the fruit, the flowers, all of those things that you first see when you see like a really well-developed tree. And we apply this to young people learning and leading and doing something. It's we think about it as those contributions that they give back. So they may have been doing this all along their growth in the leadership tree sense, and especially in advancing where they're maybe working collectively with their peers. But in the exemplary place, we're looking at our young people that take everything that they've learned and they think about, you know, how can I match my leadership skills with the things that I'm passionate about? And they might discover somewhere along the way that they have a specific idea or a theme or a project area in the 4-H program that they are really passionate about. And so what is that and what can they do to make a difference? So let's think about what this looks like for a young person. Amber and I have worked with some of the same young people, but we work with one of the programs we work with is our Minnesota 4-H State Ambassador Program. And when we were doing this building of this leadership tree and then seeing if we were along the same tracks, you know, we had the opportunity to hear from young people and just listen to their stories and line it up against our leadership tree. And one person that I can think of that just really stands out to me as a young person that has really grew through our program over multiple years, multiple experiences, I really started out being really extremely shy, saw that other young people were leading in their local 4-H club. And somebody in that club was like, "You're going to be a good leader someday." And she was like, "I don't think so. I'm super shy." But somebody just put that little bug in her ear. So when the opportunity came up for officers the next year in the club, nobody applied. And she kind of got assigned and said, "You're going to be the next president of this club." And so she was thrust into this leadership role, not prepared, not ready to be the president of a club. But she got to that learn by doing experience where she was able to gain skills. And then when she was named as a leader, she's like, "I better learn how to be a leader." And she started seeking out all these leadership trainings that were offered in our organization and in other organizations too, not just within 4-H, but beyond, and ways to gain some of the things that she was unconfident about. And she continued to do that and to take new experiences. And she took on opportunities to get to know other people in different ways and became one of our top leaders in our organization, working with a team of young people to produce leadership development experiences for other young people. And also to really make some bigger changes on how we really thought about her area of interest, which was helping young people with disabilities to find a place within our organization and really contributing back to our organization by having us think differently about the programs that we were doing. And it's exciting for me now to see her as an alumnus and to see her now like pursuing a career where she's going to be able to do this. So just attending a club, you know, she was really in the exploring stage and seeing other young people leading. Then somebody put that bug in her ear and she was pushed into that emerging role and having opportunities to try and to practice and to learn from those experiences. Then she took on opportunities to go see different leadership skill building exercises and she stepped into that developing role. And then she took on some leadership roles by her choice this time and applying to different places like our state ambassador program where she could step into that advanced leadership. And then contributing back by designing some projects that were along the lines of an exemplary leader. And though she's graduated from her program, she's still living out that exemplary leadership. She's still learning. She's still growing through her academics, but she's continuing to make contributions to her community as an exemplary leader.
So the leadership tree really is a helpful metaphor for youth workers who want to identify and understand where the young people are at. Is this a 4-H only leadership framework, or do you see this applicable to other youth development programs?
We definitely think that this is applicable to all youth development programs. For one, leadership can be kind of a buzzword, and you can place it in just about any setting or event that you're planning, regardless of what organization you're working for. What we think this framework does is help to articulate what does leadership mean at a variety of different levels. And as a youth worker, are you reaching the outcomes that you are hoping for your leadership event? This tool can be used for really boosting the leadership opportunities that you are already offering to make sure that they're hitting the expectations that you want for them. It can be used as a way to really market your programs, to think about the leadership that a young person will be getting out of whatever you're offering, and to ensure that you are planning accordingly based on what you hope that they get out of it. And the leadership tree can be used as a goal setting tool for the young people that you're working with. And so for having them identify the leadership stage that they feel that they're at and where they'd like to be. And how can you as a youth worker really support that growth for the young people who are striving to be strong leaders?
That's such an important thing there about that, encouraging young people for that next step. To me, that's one of the things that I think any youth worker can really think about. And even with us within 4-H, we have a group of young people that have joined 4-H at the earliest time they can join 4-H, and they stay until they can no longer be in our program. But we also have young people that come to us in middle school or in high school or just for the summers, all these different places. And so we wanted to also think about what in our marketing materials or in our leadership offerings can be for those young people that are coming and are just looking to build some leadership skills or to try out a different project area. When I think about the role of a youth worker too, the next step might not be within our organization. It might be somewhere else. It might be with another organization that we know of, or one that we learn of because of this young person's passion. So recognizing that, where your program is and what it has to offer, and getting to know the young people and where they want to go, like what Amber was saying, I think is really important. And our young people, whether they're aging out or what we offer isn't aligned with where they would want to go, I think it's helpful and important for us to recognize that.
Thank you both again for being a part of this podcast and describing and helping us visualize what the 4-H leadership tree is and how we can implement and think about this framework within our own youth development programs. You two wrote a blog on our Youth Development Insight blog that is called Growing Changemakers with the 4-H Leadership Tree. And I'm sure both of you would love to have comments on that blog. And also you can connect with both of them to get in touch with resources and find out how you can learn more and use the 4-H Leadership Tree within your program.
And if you do use the 4-H Leadership Tree, we want to hear about it. So please let us know how it is helpful for you and your youth work.
And then also please go to our website to access more research-based tools and information at www.extension.umn.edu/youth. You can also find out more about our 4-H Youth Development Program if you aren't already involved. I want to thank you both again for joining this podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Carrie.
It's been great having you on. This is Carrie Rabideau from the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development. Please tune in again soon.